RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Know who this is, Solana?
This is Ludacris.
No. Unless he samples this somewhere.
No, he does not.
Who's this, Blackstreet?
Yes, it is.
This is your era.
How do you even know that?
I don't know. I'm telling you, my brain works in such a weird way with music that I wish I had that knowledge for sports or actually, like, useful stuff.
Right.
How do I know that's Blackstreet?
What makes even less sense is that nobody knows who Blackstreet is.
Correct.
That one song. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. And what is that from? 97?
Sounds about right.
99? I mean, why should I know that? Why is my brain, like, why is space in my brain being used for that?
Why is space in our music catalog being used on that song? And why is it being played on our show?
No diggity, no doubt. That's a great song.
It's not a great song.
That is a great song.
That's a great song.
With Dr. Dre.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jimmy. That's, I mean, how dare you? That's insulting. 15 minutes of heat on WQAM is sponsored by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Would you like to guess the line on tonight's game? You will be at the Kaseya Center. I know you're suffering from a headache right now. That's no fun to go to a stadium, but I did give you a little medicine that I think is going to help you out.
You did.
It's called Vicodin. But you will be there preheat tonight, what, 6:15?
Yeah, 6:15.
What do you think the line is tonight? Denver in Miami.
Can I double check really quickly to see if there's any update on Bam Adebayo?
Absolutely.
He's probable, but now the NBA is posting injury reports every 30 minutes throughout the day.
Bam does have a point prop on the Hard Rock app.
Because there was one just released again at 4 o'clock. So let me just see, double check. Bam, still probable. I think he's going to end up playing tonight.
All right.
Denver by a million. No, Denver minus 4.5.
Denver minus 2.
Okay.
Denver minus 2.
Okay. Remember, they're without Aaron Gordon.
Right.
No Cam Johnson either, and no Christian Brown.
But my guy Tim Hardaway Jr., who, if he had more minutes during that NBA Finals, Jokic tonight. You want to guess? Over under Jokic points.
24.5.
30.5.
Jesus Christ, man.
Can you imagine that being... Didn't he put up 50-plus this weekend?
Yeah, yeah. He had a triple-double. They lost to Orlando. He had a triple-double, though, that was just absurd, man. But, like, it's not even absurd. It's just what he does.
It's what he does. It's crazy. Over under Jamal Murray?
23 and a half?
26 and a half.
Damn.
How about...
No, he's going up against Davion Mitchell.
How about Davion Mitchell? Over under.
Points?
Yeah.
11 and a half?
8 and a half. How about Norman Powell?
24 and a half.
23 and a half. Yep. Bam, if he plays.
16 and a half.
18 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Jaime Jaquez Jr., 15 and a half. Andrew Wiggins.
He's been hooping. 16 and a half.
15 and a half.
Okay.
Khalil Ware.
13 and a half.
12 and a half. How about my guy, Tim Hardaway Jr.?
Tim Hardaway Jr., 11 and a half.
16 and a half.
Ah, under. Under.
How about my guy, Bruce Brown?
11 and a half.
8 and a half. Jonas Valanciunas is on Denver.
He is.
I didn't know he was still in the league.
Jonas Valanciunas. That was a big get for them.
7.5.
He's got the best job in the league. Think about that. You back up the Joker.
Yeah.
If you lose, if they lose, it's never going to be his fault.
Right.
And you're guaranteed maybe, what, 14 minutes a game. And you just got to come in and just be okay because, you know, the Joker is going to clean it up anyways.
Jokic tonight to get a double-double. What do you think the odds are?
Minus 10,000.
Minus 2,200. So for those of you who don't gamble, if you think Jokic is going to get a double-double tonight, you would have to risk $2,200 to win $100. Jimmy, would you risk $2,200 to win $100 for Jokic to get a double-double tonight?
Of course.
Be crazy not to. Free money.
Is it, though?
No. How about Bam, double-double?
Minus 150.
Even money, plus 100.
Wow.
How about Jokic, triple-double?
Minus...
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Just to say minus after a triple-double is crazy.
New era in the NBA, man. Minus 400?
Minus 180. Let me see what Josh Giddey is triple-double tonight.
It's got to be plus, right? Like, he hasn't been on a triple-double
tear. Yeah,
he's
not been on a tear. Giddey tonight, double-double is minus 125.
That
just to give
sense.
You, Giddey's a double-double machine. Jokic is minus 2,200. You'd have to bet $2,200 to win $100. Giddey, who has been a double-double machine this season, is minus 125.
The thing
so you'd
is,
have to bet $125 to win 100.
To win 100.
Yeah.
The thing is, he's going to get a double-double. You're just, the reason why you don't bet that is, could enter the game and in 5 minutes roll his ankle and he's out of the game.
But that's the beauty of the Hard Rock app, which has injury insurance now. So if you're out in the first half, you get your bet back as a bonus bet.
It might be worth laying the $2,200. I'm not even kidding. Like, if you just want $100.
Bucks,
you want $100, lay $2,200. He's going to get a double-double.
Josh Giddey, triple-double tonight.
Plus 180.
475. Yeah. Plus 475.
That's more like it.
Rudy Gobert, that's who the Bulls are playing. Rudy Gobert, double-double.
Minus 190?
Minus 130. Well.
You see what Anthony Edwards said over the weekend?
No.
They lost a game, and they were asking him about, you know, the poor play from the Timberwolves and something about effort, I believe. And he basically said, I don't know, I guess that's just Timberwolves basketball. So, you know, Tobin's bringing out the harpoons. So
we're going to get Anthony Edwards.
Giannis.
Trae Young. Giannis.
That's our big three.
Maybe Risha Say.
You trade for Trae Young? You'd have to give up.
Here's the thing.
You'd have to give up Tyler, I guess.
And I like him. I kind of feel like he's been exposed by now. Like, I kind of feel like you've seen what Trae Young can do. He certainly can't lead a team anywhere.
Well, I was going to say.
But could he be a good three?
Two or three? Like, has he ever played with somebody as good as Bam Adebayo?
Right.
He's not a one. Or he's a one on a middling team.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, they're the Hawks.
He's not, yeah.
They're the Hawks.
Yeah. Yeah. He's definitely not a one.
By the way, the stat line against Minnesota for the Joker, 43 minutes. That game went into overtime. They won. 56 points, 16 rebounds, 15 assists. And before the post-game press conference, he got a fade. Literally, had that stat line, got a haircut, and then went and talked to the media after.
Smart move.
The haircut part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to play for you, by the way. I meant to get it for 15 minutes of heat, and I totally forgot because of the Dolphins game. But I delivered my Mount Rushmore of things and people from Sweden on the Miami Heat radio broadcast for Jason Jackson.
Interesting. For Pelle Larsson?
For Pelle Larsson. And I gave you a shout-out as well.
So let me think about this. Mm-hmm. Mount Rushmore of things from Sweden.
Things or people from Sweden.
Can I just say blonde women?
You can say blonde women.
Because Sweden.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Has the most beautiful blonde women on the planet.
That's pretty accurate.
Right?
Yeah. Pretty accurate.
Was that on your Mount Rushmore? That's a little too risque for the Miami Heat audio experience.
A bit too risque.
Yeah, understood.
Yeah.
What else is from Sweden? Swedish fish.
Did not make my Mount Rushmore.
Well, I mean, then how's that even possible?
Did not make my Mount Rushmore. You know how I feel about Swedish fish.
No, I don't.
Not good.
What? Awful.
Literally, any time as a kid, you would get Swedish fish in your Halloween candy bag, you just throw it out.
Are you kidding me?
You don't like Swedish fish.
Everybody loves Swedish fish.
Nobody likes Swedish fish.
This is insanity.
There's never been a moment where somebody walks into the candy aisle and you know what they... Man, I'm really feeling like having some Swedish fish.
I absolutely buy Swedish fish.
No,
if I'm at CVS and I'm looking for something sweet, that's what I'll get.
No, you don't.
100%.
You walk into CVS
yeah.
and you have a sweet tooth. You're like, man, I could use a little candy.
Yeah.
Let me walk out of here with Swedish fish.
Yes. Do you know what Swedish fish are?
No. The little red candies that look like fish.
They're gummies.
Awful.
Wow.
Awful.
They are awful.
You're both idiots. So, my Mount Rushmore. already. You don't have blonde women on there?
Nope.
Or Swedish fish?
I do not.
You've got to have IKEA.
Sorta.
Swedish meatballs.
The Swedish meatballs from IKEA.
Okay, fair enough. And what would be my... It can't be Pelle Larsson, right?
Well, Pelle Larsson made the Mount Rushmore of things or people from Sweden.
That's ridiculous.
Did you watch him against the Hawks?
I mean, come on.
Did you watch him against the Hawks?
What are we doing?
Did you, though?
No.
Because he's pretty legit. I don't know if you've been paying attention.
I wasn't. I heard you talk about him to Samantha last night, so I know you were very excited about him.
Yeah, I wasn't thrilled about my appearance on CBS4 yesterday. I'm a little bummed that that's the one that you watch.
I mean, you were as long-winded as anyone I have ever heard. Yeah. I feel like Samantha walked out, went shopping in Doral, and came back, and you were just finishing up your take on the Heat.
I was very bummed that when you said, you revealed you watched me on CBS4 yesterday, I said, damn, because, you know, I go on every Sunday.
Yeah.
You never tell me you watch.
Right.
And that's the one that you watch. And I walked out of that taping yesterday, and I tell Valentina, I said, man, I feel like I want to tape that again because it just wasn't a good appearance. And, of course, that's the one that you watch.
Did you have your pickleball medals in the background?
That's my setup at home.
God,
those are first place medals, Hawk.
Pickleball.
You saw I have three of them.
Medals.
Three of them.
I saw them. Beautifully arranged.
Uh-huh.
You had pickleball medals. And why are you wearing wired headphones on a television appearance?
Why not?
Because it's a little radio-ish.
It's fine. I'm from Heat Radio. That's how they introduced me.
I don't know.
I work in radio.
All right,
wrong
what's your
that?
Mount Rushmore of Sweden?
ABBA.
Oh, that's a great one. Swedish supergroup.
The Swedish meatballs at IKEA.
Good.
Pelle Larsson.
Nah.
And Bjorn Borg.
I loved Bjorn Borg. The late, great Bjorn Borg.
That's a solid Mount Rushmore.
My childhood of Bjorn Borg and Jimmy Connors and John McEnroe. That's when tennis was great.
Some might call that, you know, a smorgasbord of things from Sweden.
You know, it is a smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord.
Yeah, a lot of people think it's a smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord.
Like you said, but it's a smorgasbord.
Huh.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get to headlines here with Alejandro Solana, a man who does not like Swedish fish.
Yeah, nobody does, Hawk.
Everyone loves them.
I promise you, nobody likes Swedish fish.
Man, that's crazy.
I will bet anything you want that Don Bailey Jr. does not like Swedish fish.
I don't think he knows what they are.
Doesn't strike me as a candy guy, DBJ.
I think he's like an old candy guy.
Like 100 gram bar? You like those too.
I don't even consider those old. I'm thinking more really? Like a chunky. Have you ever had a chunky?
Never heard of a chunky? Never heard of a chunky.
That's crazy. Wow, no Gustav Forsling on your list.
No Gustav Forsling, damn.
No Swedish chef?
Oh, birdie, 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 birdie. Your list was terrible. I hope Jax called you out.
No love for Pelle Larsson, huh? That's crazy.
I mean, not yet.
That's crazy, man.
Do it in the playoffs.
The Heat are literally dependent on Pelle Larsson being available.
Right.
They're 13-6 this year when he's in the starting lineup. They had lost 9 of 11, 8 of 9. He missed most of those games. He comes back, you're on a 2-0 winning streak.
Mm.
This dude's legit.
All right.
Might have to give him the max. The Miami Dolphins might have to give Quinn Ewers the max.
Okay.
Ewers, though, yesterday, Hawk, I know we talked about it earlier, but it seemed like a lot of Dolphins fans really liked what they saw from Quinn Ewers yesterday.
Well, it was just a breath of fresh air. I mean, it was nothing more than a breath of fresh air. Like you said, when he ran for a first down, I mean, we hadn't seen that. Every time Tua tried to do it, he was sliding early. So it was just like this relief, like, okay, we're not crazy. like it felt good to watch a quarterback who could do that.
Here are his stats on third down. 5 for 7. 102 yards. Both of his passing touchdowns came on third downs. And according to Travis Wingfield from the Dolphins, he had a passer rating of 153.3, as he writes, on the money down.
I mean, feels like Tua's third down quarterback rating would probably be much, much lower than that.
Not good.
I don't know, but that's how it feels.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't had that big playability all season long. You just haven't. This is from the Miami Herald. So the Dolphins entered last week with the 10th overall pick. They entered today with the 12th overall pick. But if Atlanta beats the Rams tonight on Monday Night Football, they could move up to 11th. At the end of week 17. But as it stands today, the 12th overall selection, the Dolphins, they write, can jump 3 6-10 teams. Number 8, New Orleans. Number 9, Kansas City. Number 10, Cincinnati. If Miami loses at the Patriots and the Saints beat the Falcons, the Chiefs beat the Raiders, and the Bengals beat the Browns, it doesn't feel fair that the Kansas City Chiefs will draft higher than the Miami Dolphins this year.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel fair. And Barry Jackson also writes, Miami is positioned to draft ahead of all three of those teams if they have the same record, because their opponents have a worse cumulative record than the Saints, Chiefs, and Bengals opponents.
All right.
Powered right through that one. And the Raiders.
We're all rooting for you.
The Raiders have now lost, or now have an 80% chance to land the number one overall selection.
The Raiders.
In the 2026 NFL draft.
Omar was saying that Pete Carroll might be gone after the season. I would be very surprised if he was still here next season. I think his coaching days are behind him. I don't think any team would give him another chance. And
so
I think that would be it.
You wouldn't want Pete Carroll.
No.
Down here.
No.
But isn't that the absolute opposite of everything that the Dolphins have hired? Because I was telling Tobin on Censored yesterday.
But it seemed like this season, like the league had just passed him by, that he didn't have magic.
Sperano, Philbin, Gase, Flores, then Mike McDaniel. Your last five head coaches have all been these cutesy coordinators. And I think Sperano wasn't cutesy. Sperano was like a man's man. But they've all been these coordinators enough. If you're going to fire Mike McDaniel, go get me the opposite of Mike McDaniel. Go get me somebody with a proven track record at the head coaching position.
But why would you take someone who's coming off the worst season in the NFL this season?
No, I'm not telling you. I'm not advocating for Pete Carroll. I'm just saying he falls under that category of the opposite of Mike McDaniel.
Yes. Agreed.
Also, the Raiders are a dumpster fire.
True.
Some would say the Dolphins are a dumpster fire.
But Pete Carroll didn't do anything to elevate them.
Nothing.
Boy, that's a squeaky chair.
It is.
It's crazy. I don't think it comes across on the air, but in here, man, squeaky.
Should I change it?
Eh, it doesn't matter. Who cares? Nobody's listening. It's the holidays. Is anyone listening?
I'm not.
You think there's people listening today, Jimmy?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
So tonight in the NFL, Falcons-Rams, Monday Night Football. The Rams are a 7-point favorite. It's funny how we spent so much time talking about whether or not the Falcons winning out actually factors into next Saturday's game between the Buccaneers and the Falcons without realizing the Falcons are not going to win today against the Los Angeles Rams. It's
shouldn't
not happen.
Shouldn't happen.
Even though Cleveland, I don't think anybody was really giving them a shot to beat the Steelers. What the hell happened to the Steelers yesterday?
So somebody puts on the chat, we are here, Hawk. But why, I guess? I know there's people listening because I see the texts and then I see the chats and whatever. But why? What on earth is going on? This is a week that, like, nobody's working. It's 4:22 in the afternoon. Like, what are you doing?
They're hardcore listeners, man. They want to hang out.
Why are we it for you today?
They want to hang out with the boys. They want to talk about my Mount Rushmore of things from Sweden.
It's terrible.
A lot of people work today, by the way.
Yeah, somebody just put up there, I'm at work, Hawk. The Chucksta.
I think you're downplaying how many people still work this week. Just because we don't work ever.
Well, I think people may have to go to work, but I don't think a lot of work gets done this week. Unless you're working in retail. But if you're working in retail, how are you streaming us?
There are only 5 quarterbacks in NFL history that have won 13 games in back-to-back seasons. Are you ready for this list?
5 quarterbacks in history who have won 13 games?
In back-to-back seasons.
In back-to-back seasons.
Are you ready for the list?
Can I guess?
You can guess.
13 wins. Well, like Aaron Rodgers has to be on there.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes has to be on there.
Nope.
No?
He is not.
Peyton Manning has to be on there.
Peyton Manning is.
Tom Brady has Tom to Brady be on there. So that's on there. Three of them, right? Brett Favre.
Brett Favre There's is on the
four.
List.
Who would be the fifth? Is the fifth in our era or is it super old?
The fifth is active right now.
A current player. 13 wins in back-to-back seasons. Can't be like Bo Nix or something.
Not Bo Nix. You're getting warmer.
I mean
though.
That it can't be Trevor Lawrence. They don't have that many wins.
No.
Ooh. Russell Wilson?
Not Russell Wilson.
Well, he's active right now, he said.
Technically Russ is on a team, right?
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Spit it out, Jimmy. Those are crazy sounds you're making. You're like Oh, Philip Rivers?
Not Philip Rivers.
No, I'm looking at the chatters.
That entire experiment, by the way, kind of came crashing down
it.
Yesterday.
I thought it was great. Who is it?
Sam Darnold.
I would not have gotten there.
Last year with the Vikings. Yeah. And remember, they had a chance to clinch the one seed last year in Minnesota, and they got rocked. He's going to have the same opportunity, but they clinched 13 wins yesterday. Seattle did with a victory. Sam Darnold. On a list with Brady, Manning, Favre, and Aaron Rodgers.
Illist 954, riding around, listening on radio, doing DoorDash. You, sir or ma'am, are doing the Lord's work. Mm-hmm. God bless you. I love DoorDash drivers and Uber Eats drivers. I mean, you are doing the Lord's work.
Get Hawk as a customer. He will tip you very well.
I went out. I texted Coach Larinaga this weekend. I went out with my wife and son. We went to Patsy's Pizza in Boca. The bill was $99, and I tipped $45.
Oh, my God.
And Larinaga almost fell out of his chair when I showed him the receipt.
That's like a 50% tip.
Yeah, I'm very aware.
Yeah. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yesterday, I went to dinner. Cuban restaurant right by my house. People would know the chain. I won't say it.
You know, Pollo Tropical.
No, not Pollo Tropical. And they bring over the little machine thing, the POS system, yeah. Whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
The three, because normally it's 20%, 18%, 15%.
Right.
The three tip options, by the way, it was a late dinner.
I know what you're going to tell me because I'm seeing this more often. 30, 25, 22.
30, 24, 22.
Yeah.
On like a, it was like a $25 meal.
Yeah.
And I gave her 24. I have no problem tipping well. I'll always tip well. 30% is what's on there.
I know.
If I'm going to tip like you decided, hey, I'm going to tip very well.
It happened to be, I'll give you more context. It was either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. So I figure if the wait staff is working.
Correct.
On Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, they deserve 50%. That's why I did that.
I have no problem leaving a really good tip if I get really good service, especially around the holidays, genuinely. But 30% as the
default.
The default to me is a slap in the face. 30%.
Interesting.
It's enough already.
It's enough already.
Well, where do they stop? 50%?
No. I'll be there.
Your weather in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s, it's supposed to be, I was just looking it up, it's supposed to be like in the 50s.
It's going
to
get cold. It really is.
The lows will be at times in the mid to upper 40s, especially by you up in Boca. It's going to be in the 40s on New Year's.
That's cold.
That's sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Because I'm going to the Winter Classic on Friday, but I was expecting to watch a hockey game while enjoying the warmth with the roof open. It's going to be like 40 or 50 degrees out there. I don't want to go sit in that crap.
That's cold.
I might have to sell my tickets.
They might have to move the game even further south.
Somewhere warm.
Right?
Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us in the next segment. We will talk some Canes, Ohio State with him.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I spend $250,000 a year on gluten.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DBJ is in Dallas. I want to get to him right away because we went long in the last segment. Now we don't have a ton of time, and I don't even know what we were talking about. I guess Swedish Fish.
Swedish Fish.
Kalle Larsson, tipping culture, nothing about sports. Don Bailey Jr. is on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. You can hear the game, Miami and Ohio State, on this very radio station Wednesday. We will only be on for 1 hour. We'll be on from 2 till 3. At 3 o'clock, Hurricanes pregame will take over. They will take you all the way up to kickoff at 7:30. Don Bailey Jr., Joe Zagacki will be on the call right here, 104.3 FM, WQAM. Hello, DBJ.
How are you, sir? You doing okay?
We're okay. We're excited for Wednesday. You excited for Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, I'm very excited for Wednesday. We were at the stadium today, got to see our football team practice, and as we're getting closer to countdown.
Now, I know you study it, unlike us, so tell me, how do the Hurricanes, who are more than a touchdown underdogs Wednesday night, how do the Hurricanes beat Ohio State in a couple nights?
The most boring answer in the history of football. Win the giveaway takeaway battle is a big part of it. I think you know, they've got some explosive players on their offense, and so does Miami. I think if you just break even in the explosives, you can't let Smith take over a football game and have a lot of bigger plays than you, and you've got to match that. And I think it's going to be, very similar to what you saw against Texas A&M. That's my opinion. I just think you've got two teams that make a living on both sides of the line of scrimmage, and that usually ends up to being a low-scoring time of possession game.
You were talking about the explosivity of you know, both sides of the football, or both teams, DBJ. I've seen a lot of people outside of Miami, national reporters, say that the talent is heavily skewed towards Ohio State. It doesn't sound like you feel that that's true. You feel like these are two very balanced football teams.
I can see why they would say that, though, Solano. I can tell you, because if you go down the list, and they've got two All-Americans that they say are first-round draft picks at that level, Stiles and the Reese kid. Well, Miami doesn't have two linebackers on their roster that are projected to be first-round picks. They've got a safety in Caleb Downs, who's a guy who's a junior, and he's an All-American, a Thorpe winner. They think he's going to be a top NFL pick if he comes out early. They've got a defensive lineman. Now, we've got a couple defensive linemen ourselves that I think are going to be first-round picks. Well, they've got an inside guy, and they've got an outside guy that are both All-Americans. So, you know, that's just on the defensive side. And, you know, we don't even want to get into what they've got going on out there on the outside of their offense. But I can see how people will say that. If you look at them individually and you go position by position group, I can see how people would think that Ohio State might have a talent advantage. I'm not buying it, because it's not a singular talent game. It's 11 on 11, and I like the way that Miami's 11 match up against their 11.
Now, we know as Hurricanes fans, January of 2003, there was a Miami-Ohio State game that will go down in infamy in our minds. Now, I wonder, because for us, obviously, this game has extra importance, as fans I'm talking, because it feels like maybe there could be a little payback against an Ohio State team that cost us a national championship, which, by the way, I don't know if Ohio State did or the ref did. Regardless, is there any mention of that by Mario Cristobal? I mean, Carson Beck, I can't imagine it means anything to him. But is there any mention from the Miami side about the 0-2 national championship, which was played, obviously, in 0-3?
Well, I'll start with Carson Beck. I brought it up with my post-game interview with him against Texas A&M 2 weeks ago or 10 days ago. And he said, yeah, I was 1 year old.
Right.
So it's not like that. The players have no idea, nor do they care. And I mean, you might have one kid that's a historian of the deal, but they don't care about that. And I don't think Mario Cristobal, absolutely not. He would not bring it up in a million years, because he is, what are we going to do with the time we have right now in front of us? Nothing matters in the back. What happened 20 years ago or 30 years ago, or really nothing matters what happened 2 weeks ago, because we're on from that. He's worried about what can Miami do to be 1-0 against this football team come Wednesday night.
But you care, right, DBJ? I mean, care. I care.
I think everybody over 40 cares.
Yeah. You know, or 30. I mean, I'm 30. I remember that. I remember that. DBJ, that was like my first heartbreak as a kid.
Well, I mean, it's a heartbreak that I haven't gotten over. And it, you look at the two programs, a lot of people want to say that it affected Miami in a negative fashion, that they haven't gotten over it yet. Well, I don't want to let Ohio State feel that they had that much of an impact on us, because that's not the case. But I think it makes for a great story. I think it would be, you know, the redemption tour is complete if Miami is able to win this football game and seek revenge for what Terry Porter did. So there's a lot to it. I mean, every game needs a story, and that's a good story for this game.
I mean, it would exorcise a demon, right? If they were able to beat Ohio State in this game, it would exorcise a demon that has been in our lives for over two decades.
Yeah, I mean, we've had to live by it, and we realized that we were robbed, and we realized it was the worst call in college football history, and we realized that it was a situation that shouldn't have happened, but, you know, we've had to live with it, and now maybe we won't have to live with it anymore. I'm looking forward to that. I mean, to me, it'll make me feel a whole lot better.
That, there's no question the call was absurdly late. Forget whether you think the call was right or not. There's no question it was absurdly late.
Late. We were calling the victory.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, I think if you go back and you listen to the tape,
I think we have it. Do we have it? Hey, let's play this for. Is this the radio call, Jimmy?
It is.
This is the radio call?
Yeah, I'm just grabbing it right now.
All right, we're going to play this. Let's listen to this with you, DBJ, because I think Victor Bermudez made sure that we had this audio. Victor Bermudez, obviously, has been working on this broadcast forever, and he does such a fantastic job as executive producer. He made sure that we have everything. Here it is. This is the radio call of that 03 Fiesta Bowl.
Championship on the line right here on fourth down. Everybody on their feet. Here we go. Fourth down and three. Krenzel shotgun. Here's the snap. Here comes the blitz. Hit. He throws. It is knocked away. Knocked away. Miami wins the national championship. But there's a flag. Oh, there's a flag. They've stormed the field. There's a flag down in the right corner. Miami has stormed the field, and they throw a flag. They've got to get back. It's not over yet. Hold on. I've never seen anything like this.
I want this man's home address. Through this flag.
You've got to be kidding me. A flag on the play. Here we go.
Come on!
It is not over yet.
You were pissed.
That flag came in late on fourth down for the title. Are you kidding me? In the right corner. Both guys go for the ball. Glenn Sharp was there. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. And now Ohio State gets a first and goal.
Perfectly
at the two.
Executed blitz by the Miami defense. At the
two. What a great call. Wow. But he calls interference with the game hanging in the balance. The ball hit him in the hands. And now Ohio State has it at the two-yard line. False alarm. Boy, that was a late flag, too.
Snap out of it, Glenn Sharp. You might need to get back in this ball game and make a play.
Man, you were angry.
Still angry.
Yeah.
Cost me a lot of money in treatment, and I still can't get over it.
Somebody puts on the chat, haven't we beaten them one time after that with Al Golden? What this crap is
we
over
did.
With. Yeah, but it wasn't for a national championship, chat person.
A little bit more on there was a little bit more on the line.
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing there? Yeah, I want vindication.
I do, too.
Yeah. All right, well, Don Bailey Jr., we're not going to give you any calls. If you want to do electric slide, work it in. But this game is of such magnitude that we want you to be able to just focus on the broadcast.
You got it, man. And I hope I'm talking to you next week, and we're getting ready to play. Either, I guess it's Ole Miss or them Georgia Bulldogs.
How
one or the other.
Great would that be?
DBJ, where did the call you had for the Malachi Toney touchdown where you said, El Niño Jesus, where did
you said mucho gracias.
Mucho gracias, El Niño Jesus. Where did that come from?
So I have my sales manager, Javier Rivera. He's Rivera, he says to me, we're talking about it. And he's a bigger Hurricane fan than I am. And we start talking about it, and he wants to talk about Malachi. And I don't know, baby Jesus came up. Like, that was it, what they said. And I had thought about it, you know, using the Spanish version of that, I don't know, a month or two ago. And I just threw it out to him, and he gave me the perfect translation for it. And I've been sitting on that for about 2 or 3, maybe 4 weeks. I've been sitting on that, waiting for the perfect moment for baby Jesus.
And it was perfect.
Sure enough, he gave it to us.
It was perfect. Nice job, DBJ. Yeah. Well, enjoy Dallas. Enjoy Wednesday night. We will be listening again. Pre-game coverage begins at 3 p.m. Wednesday here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Game kicks off around 7:30. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., Josh Darrow will be on the call. All executive produced by Victor Bermudez. It is going to be one hell of a listen on Wednesday night. Thank you, DBJ. Enjoy your New Year's Eve, and hopefully, like you said, we'll be talking to you to prepare for the next game.
You got it, guys, and wish you a happy new year, and thank you for everything. We appreciate it.
Love you, brother.
Love you guys. See ya.
There you go. Don Bailey Jr. We've got the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour coming up next. Do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I think we need to implement every day on this show 4 o'clock clotted butter and scone.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.